big ranchers here, they call them spreadheads, you know, country hoosiers, country hicks. Because they were back in seventh grade, so lots of them, like my parents, went to school 3 or 4 years, about 3 months out of the year. Because so. I went to country school from 8th through the 8th grade.
Yeah, I went to country school there, and I got to the little school when I got most of it right out there. I didn't get much after I left that.
San Antonio, TMI. They were at 11th grade.
Has either one of you ever heard the term Podunk used in any sense?
Podunk?
Podunk. Like,
he's
from Podunk?
Podunk. Podunk. That is usually referred to as some below backward community.
When I say Podunk?
Podunk. 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 No. So he comes from Podunk.
No.
I've heard it.
I hadn't heard it.
I've heard it. I think the rednecks use that.
I don't know.
I've heard.
I have.
To me, it always meant like you come out of some backward community. We had those backward, very backward communities here in this county for a while. So people just lived. Well, there was 100% German people in there. Kind of clannish. We were back here, back in Russia. They worked hard to make a living. Honest you, people.
What did you? What? I'm gonna ask you a question now. Ask you a question. What did your ancestors? What are you? What are you?
English on my father's side, Scotch Irish on my mother's. Why did you have some preconceptions?
No, I just you had what we were.
Yeah, but that's a lot of these people settled here with Scotch Irish.
You start to Irish from your mother's side, English from your father's side.
But, back to every one of them, lost everything they had, which is for them. We're bad slaves. Waiter, servants, the men. We had one family here, as bad as we had, they inherited 12,000 acres, 12,000 acres, 12,000 acres of peace.
They blew it all in.
Blew it all in. They're laying on the streets and down, drinking. Ended up gutter. We're the second generation. The third generation, the same way. Without a few third generation, fourth generation wiped it out, didn't it? What's the third? Same way. Long as it's doing nothing. He's the last one. They inherited that from an aunt who had no children. Got that. In fact, none of them have anything left to mount anything.
Let me ask you this. If you were to use the word common about a person, like, old so-and-so just as common as he can be, what would you mean by that?
We use that word quite a lot today. Oh, someone that doesn't have a lot of principle or character, doesn't care how he dresses or what he does with himself. That's what I admire in his reputation.
What about you?
Someone that's a drag, deadhead, and no ambition. Not necessarily.
I don't know what we would call it.
Common.
I was asking, you know, if you would use the word common in that way.
Oh, yeah.
So it's as common as he can be?
Yeah,
it's
common.
You mean it like he said, personally? Not much breeding?
Not much breeding, well, I guess you'd call it breeding.
Breeding, not necessarily breeding.
Not necessarily breeding.
His actions.
His actions, not necessarily breeding.
For himself or anyone else?
We do, I've known people had good breeding from both sides. I don't care whether...
But it's good breed.